Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. For those of you counting, this is day three of SHOT Show, which I am not at. Which I am normally at, but I am not there today. So, let's just do what we do then, shall we? When Glenn Youngkin first stepped out of the C-suite to joust with the windmill that was the Virginia governorship, he looked just like another Miracle Whip Republican ready to bland his way to gentlemanly failure. But he did not fail. He won. Against all odds. And he did it not by tacking to the squishy center and trying to please the Washington Post by ignoring the consulting consensus that he should disregard issues the people were concerned about and focus on the same losing platform that these hacks haven't changed since 2005. That was how he got there. And then he followed up by keeping his word. See, that's one big problem in politics today. You have these consultants who are going to be out there, and they're going to tell you what you think. This is a gentlemanly thing to say. This is the you don't want to go too far. I've given advice to would-be candidates in front of consultants, and they audibly gasp. This is a radical new direction for Republicans, pioneered by Donald Trump, and it's the answer to the question: what do Republicans do after Trump? Now, the stupid people think the secret of Trump was mean tweets. That was actually just an amusing fringe benefit. Like, look here, look at what this hand is doing, you know, that kind of thing. Trump's gift to the party was to demonstrate how Republicans can win going forward. And it's not with some warmed-over perversion of Reaganism that the consultant class pushes. That's dead. That's dead. That's over. It's too easy. Focus on the concerns of the voters, not the donors or the elite, and then keep your promises. Simple but effective. That's the recipe for GOP success in the post-Trump era. And Youngkin did it. A Republican moderate is not supposed to attack the institutional racism of CRT in the schools, even though the people are screaming about it. That's an icky cultural issue. And people at the country club will turn up their noses at you. You can talk about tax cuts, you know, about liking the cops, about building a bridge across the aisle to a better tomorrow. But Governor Youngkin is having none of that. He smelled blood and he's gone for the jugular. He listened to the people instead of trying to tell them what they wanted. And there's a lesson there. Actually, several. Lesson one is let the people set your agenda. So when we see the amorphous puffballs like Jeb waddle out and tell us what we peasants need to be concerned about, another tax cut to benefit woke corporations that hate us, another war we have no interest in fighting, another Federalist Society invertebrate in the Supreme Court, and in the rare case that the candidate deigns to address the issues the peons were obsessed with, it is to chide us for our unapproved, our unapproved opinions. Don't you racist hicks understand that illegal aliens breaking our laws to enter our country are actually committing an act of love? Well, the voters told Jeb to go perform an act of love upon himself. Youngkin did something radical. He listened. His campaign was not some hack consultant-driven astroturf slog. It was a flexible, dynamic campaign that reacted to what the people cared about and changed the focus upon these things. And to his credit, Youngkin went hard on issues where the other mainstream Republicans would flee at the first cry of racist. And maybe he was not so moderate after all. Maybe he was tougher than he looked because all of the junk he got from all the people of his social caste had to be intense. But he did it anyway. Lesson two is to find the resonant issues and drive at them hard, even if the elite howls. And, of course, the elite howls because of those issues draw blood. Lesson three is very simple. Simply do what you say you're going to do. And so far, so good. On day one, Youngkin issued an executive order eliminating the cancer on Virginia's education system, the CRT. He banned mask mandates right there. He did what we have come to expect since Trump pioneered this innovative concept. Promises made, promises kept. Now, for those who only came into politics in the last few years, it's hard to understand both how radical and how important this simple concept of promises made, promises kept is. For decades, the GOP would elect the hardest of hardcore candidates who would then go to Washington and become Jeff Flakish sissies, more concerned with the local paper said than about the nightmare their constituents were experiencing. Sons and daughters dead in endless wars, jobs going to Mexico and China, illegal aliens in their country being turned into something alien and malign. The reason Trump got elected is he came in saying a bunch of things that people were desperate to hear from leaders but never did. He pioneered the concept of taking on the themes that concern the grassroots and beat 16 others for the nomination in 2016 doing so. But some people at some level never really expected him to follow through, except he did it. That's why he was a great president. He actually did what he said he was going to do, to the best of his ability. And so far, Governor Youngkin is doing as well. And the leftist seat is still there. One Twitter twit whined on Inauguration Day that Glenn Youngkin just removed the diversity, equity, and inclusion section of the Virginia governor's website. Sickening. Sorry, punk, it's actually glorious. He then sputtered about a maskless campaign event. Sneak peek into the indoor and no-mask Youngkin super spreader. I mean, after party going on right now. Just keep crying. Your tears just make things grow around me. Youngkin promised normalcy. About getting beyond a pandemic panic and racial insanity, and he delivered. And if he's smart, he will keep delivering. And by delivering, he'll make himself a contender for president, maybe as early as 2024. Then there's DeSantis, another Republican who's learned these lessons, and he already is a contender. Greg Abbott is trying to be. Kristi Noem pretended that she was like this, but she was ruined when she first submitted to the establishment on transsexual athletes. Then compounded her error by trying to explain that we were stupid for noticing how she submitted to the establishment on transsexual athletes. And let Governor Noem's failure be a warning to you, Governor Youngkin, because you get no second chance with the base. We've been lied to, and we'd have been abused for decades. And the minute you do that to us, like Noem clumsily did, you're going to be history, and it's going to be harsh. And that's how it is. Republicans rush conform or be cast out. Listen to the people and act on their concerns. Not the donors, not the elites. Keep your promises, even if you take heat from the ruling class. That's the secret to future GOP success. That's the lesson of Trump. It's not about money. Trump got outspent by Hillary Clinton 4-1. So, and still he won. And he won because of the message. He won because he got out there and he said, you know, all of this stuff has been failing. Like he told Black America, you take a chance with me. Take a chance with me. You've been lying to all this time. Take a chance with me. And they did. And, I mean, go look at TikTok, how many black people support Trump. Just go look at that. There's plenty that don't, but go look how many do. It is a sea change, and Youngkin gets it. DeSantis gets it. Now we're developing a bench of contenders that is so much better than what the Democrats throw out there on a daily basis. So much better. Things are looking good. They're looking good. Despite the malaise and the stupidity and President Asterisk. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. One of the things that they have tried to foist upon you, to scare you to death, to make you believe that they're the only way that you can possibly save yourself. You have to give over everything in order to save yourself, is climate change. Global warming, whatever you want to call it. And here's the thing about climate change and global warming and all that other stuff. Yes, that does happen. The Earth does it all the time. It does it all the time. the earth is a, you know, it is alive. It does change here and there. This week, Myron Abel, the director for the Center of Energy and Environment at the Competitive Enterprise Institute, and Stephen J. Malloy published a post on the Competitive Enterprise Institute blog titled, Wrong Again, 50 Years of Failed Eco, the Eco-pocalypse, I guess you would call it, predictions. Modern doomsayers have been predicting a climate and environmental disaster since the 60s. And they continue to do so today. They can do this, you see, because they don't have to have any evidence to back it up. I'm sure that this snowstorm we just went through is evidence of global warming, climate change. None of the apocalyptic predictions with due dates as of today have ever come true, though. You know? Right now, we're on a countdown right now, right? Remember when AOC told you that in 12 years, we'd be a flaming ball of fire? Remember that? Keep that in mind. So, here's a collection of notably wild predictions from notable people in government and science. And more than merely spotlighting the failed predictions, this collection shows that the makers of failed apocalyptic predictions often are individuals holding respected positions in government and science, like Fauci. And while such predictions have been and continue to be enthusiastically reported by a media eager for sensational headlines, once that fails, they very rarely revisit it. So, anyway, right now, for the past 50 years, they have predicted 41 predictions. And on all of those 41 occasions, these so-called experts have predicted some terrible environmental catastrophe was imminent, and it never happened. Not once, not ever. So right now, they're 0-41 with their predictions. But those of us who are skeptical of expert prediction number 42, the one that says if we don't immediately convert to the socialism and allow AOC to control and organize our lives, and the planet, or the planet will become uninhabitable. Why would any sane person listen to anybody with an 0-41 record? Why would we completely restructure our economy and sacrifice our personal freedom for experts who are 0-41? And right now, they've trotted out a 16-year-old girl to spread prediction number 42 because it's so much more credible that way. So, let's start. Let's go back to 1967. I was 6 years old. There was a dire famine forecast by 1975. Didn't happen. 69. Everybody's going to disappear in a cloud of blue steam by 1989. 1970. Ice Age by 2000. 1970. America subjected to water rationing by 1974 and food rationing by 1980. 1971. New Ice Age coming by 2020 or 2030. 1972, new ice age by 2070. That one hasn't come wrong yet. 1974, space satellites show new ice age coming fast. 1974, another ice age. 1974, ozone depletion, a great peril to life. 1976, scientific consensus, planet cooling. Famine's imminent. 1980, acid rain kills life in lakes. 1978, no end in sight to 30-year cooling trend. 1988, regional droughts that never happened in the 1990s. 1988, temperatures in D.C. will hit record highs. 1988, Maldives Islands will be underwater by 2018. They're not. 1989, rising sea levels will obliterate nations if nothing done by 2000. 1989, New York City's West Side Highway underwater by 2019. It is not. (laughs) 2000, children won't know what snow is. 2002, famine in 10 years if we don't give up eating fish, meat, and dairy. What's left? I know what's left, but it's not on my menu. 2004, Britain will be by Siberia by 2024. 2008, Arctic will be ice-free by 2018. 2008, climate genius Al Gore predicts ice-free Arctic by 2013. 2009, climate genius Prince Charles says we have 96 months to save the world. 2009, UK Prime Minister says 50 days to save the planet from catastrophe. 2009, climate genius Al Gore moves 2013 prediction to an ice-free Arctic to 2014. 2013, Arctic free ice by 2015. 2014, only 500 days before climate chaos. Going back to 1968, overpopulation will spread worldwide. 1970, world will use up all its natural resources. 1966, oil gone in 10 years. 1972, oil depleted in 20 years. 1977, Department of Energy says oil will peak in the 1990s. 1980, peak oil in 2000. 1996, peak oil in 2020. 2002, peak oil in 2010. 2006, super hurricanes. 2005, Manhattan underwater by 2015. 1970, urban citizens will require gas masks by 1985. 1970, nitrogen buildup will make all land unusable. 1970, decaying pollution will kill all the fish, excuse me. 1970s, the killer bees. Here's a few more just for your, train of thought. 75, the cooling world and a drastic decline of food production. 69, worldwide plague. 72, pending depletion and shortages of gold, tin, oil, natural gas, copper, and aluminium. 1970, oceans dead in a decade. 88, world's leading climate expert predicts lower Manhattan underwater by 2018. 2005, 50 million climate refugees by 2020. 2000, snowfalls are now a thing of the past. 1989, UN warns that entire nations will be wiped off the face of the earth from global warming. 2011, Washington Post predicted cherry blossoms blooming in winter. Except this time with a 16-year-old and AOC, it's all going to be different. All you have to do is look at the history. History predicates the future. These aren't forecasters. They're not Nostradamus. They're power grabbers. They're opportunists. Don't let them scare you. Don't let them scare you. And take heart in the fact that, nobody gets out of here alive anyway, right? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Today marks 1 year since President Joe Biden was sworn into office. House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, claims the president's first year in office has been nothing but failure after failure.
This is a president that's had 1 year anniversary, one party control, and what do we have? We have an economy that's damaged, we have streets that are dangerous, we have our enemies dominating, and we have American morale low.
Russia is continuing to face stern warnings from the United States and its Western allies about potential action against Ukraine. Following a meeting with French, German, and British ministers, Secretary of State Antony Blinken says Russia will face a response for any action taken against Ukraine.
If Moscow chooses the path of further aggression, we will impose swift and massive costs.
USA Radio News. A low supply of homes is being blamed for a drop of sales of previously owned homes. The National Association of Realtors says that the figure dropped 4.6% last month. That comes out to just under 6.2 million units. Full year sales for 2021 were just over 6.1 million. That's an 8.5% jump from the pandemic-filled year of 2020. The NCAA is adopting new standards for transgender athletes.
The NCAA Board of Governors changed its policy regarding transgender athletes that started yesterday. The new approach to allowing transgender athletes will follow a sport-by-sport model similarly adopted by the U.S. and International Olympic Committees. The NCAA said if there was no International Federation policy, then the previously established IOC policy criteria would be followed. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. So, we got the midterms coming up, and the midterms, first of all, we can't get complacent on the midterms, so don't be complacent just because you know all of this bloodbath is coming and everything else. Let's make sure that they hemorrhage. But by the same token, we do have to be looking at towards 2024, because we're going to have to look and see what the Republicans do when they come into power in 2022, because that will predicate what may be able to happen in 2024. And things keep changing. I mean, Trump is getting up there. I thought a few months ago that maybe he wouldn't run, and I thought he would. Now I don't know. And one of the tells is the subtle shot he took at DeSantis over vaccines. Now, don't get me wrong. I know that they're trying to create a feud between Trump and DeSantis. And the fact is that if Trump runs, he's not a shoo-in. And this could be an epic battle for the chance to beat Kamala Harris like a drum in 2024. Trump is not a shoo-in. He dropped to just one-third support for nearly half 6 months ago. From nearly half. So if he wants to win round two, he's going to have to fight for it. But then again, he's 75 years old, and I don't know. So perhaps if the election was next week, but with it 3 years off, there's a lot of time and he's aging out. Does he want to follow President Crusty's lead and decline on camera over the next 7 years, three campaigning, four in the office? Is anyone more sensitive to such things than Trump? Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. He still likes being the big dog, and he resents those coming along behind him who neglect to recognize. And the purported shot at DeSantis over jabs last week seemed significant. Is Trump super proud of his vaccines, and which is definitely not where the base is at right now. And the question has to be asked, does he know this? He's off in his own world, and TV does not reflect the depth of the anti-COVID dissension. He did a rally in Arizona. That's nice, but the more he defends his COVID record, which includes not firing the malignant dwarf Fauci, the less the base is going to dig his rap. And no one hates Trump in the GOP. Everyone still here is grateful for him and what he did. But this is not about gratitude at all. It is about what he did for us lately. And is it possible that the support for Trump 24 is a mile wide and an inch deep? That people have not yet really thought it through. And I can tell you that among a lot of those hardcore name conservatives whose conservative credentials are beyond question, there's a lot of people ready to say, here's your gold watch, Donald, thanks for the turnaround. On Twitter, Kurt Schlichter at Town Hall did a poll. He's got a lot of followers. He's done two polls. His previous one in June had Trump at 45.7%, DeSantis 50.1%, and others 4.1%. This week's poll was Trump 33.4%, DeSantis 59.7%, and others 6.9%. And that's a big drop for Trump. Especially, I mean, people like Schlichter, he is a hardcore. He's a hard charger. I mean, he says and does things nobody else does. He's not out there about decorum or anything else. So, two-thirds are now looking elsewhere, and Ron DeSantis is the candidate du jour. Now, he's totally focused, as he must be, both on his sick wife and on winning the 2022 governor's race. And if either of those do not work out well, he can't run. And he gains nothing picking a fight with Trump now, but if Trump does run, he will have to, because 2024 is the DeSantis year. And in 2028, he will be an ex-governor who knows what the issues look like or what the damn bench looks like then. What if they fight? What if King Kong takes on Godzilla? Does DeSantis hit Trump on COVID mistakes? Trump would double down because he is Trump, but the base is clearly in the DeSantis corner on that issue. DeSantis would run on the fact that he has the same left fighter vibe as the Bad Orange Man, but that he actually governs where Trump was and would be again tied up with all sorts of investigations, impeachments, and all that mean tweet nonsense. While Trump has the gravitas of an ex-president, that he would be pulled down to the same platform as all the contenders, because DeSantis would not be the only one, and this would make him look smaller, and he wouldn't like that at all. And in contrast, as kingmaker, he would tower over the race. This would support him not running, but in a real primary, Trump's current popularity can only shrink as people look at other candidates and some of them slip away. For many of us, the question is not one of personalities. Personalities are fungible. And Trump got shafted. I saw that lawyering after the election. But this is not about Trump, and it's not about gratitude. It's about the country. It's about winning the country. Here's my candidate, and I think the candidate of many others, the based guy who's most likely to win. That's what it boils down to. It could be Trump again, or it could be DeSantis, or it could be someone else, though at this point they are all footnotes. Key contest right now today would be Trump versus DeSantis. But for this to happen, DeSantis has to get past his two challenges and decide he will do it. The last time anybody brought this up, he said he was not interested in running for president. So I don't know what that... I don't even know how that would actually work out. But then Trump has to decide what he will do once DeSantis gets past his two challenges and decides what he's going to do. And none of that is remotely ascertainable today. But that would be an epic fight were it to come. Now, the problem that the Democrats face with this Trump-DeSantis thing is that DeSantis, and now give it, you know, in 2 years, Youngkin will prove how good he is. In 2 years, we'll know how good Youngkin is. Greg Abbott has a little bit of amending to do. But those two guys are younger They're doing what they say they're going to do. They have learned the lesson that Trump made. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, either one of them gets the nomination, I'm in. Trump can sit back and he can be the kingmaker. He can be the one that showed everybody how to do it. But what do you think about that? I mean, you can be all kinds of MAGA, but that doesn't mean you have to, you know, it wasn't about Trump. Trump was the one that said it had to be done. He was the first one that said it had to be done. And for that, we owe him. We owe him gratitude. That's about it. That's about it. This is a business decision. It has. There's nothing about personality involved in this. I want the nation to be the nation that I took the oath for to go defend. I don't mind the difference of opinion. I'd like to see some of that go away. I'd like to see this hard-edged divisiveness go away. I'd like for us to get past all of this racial nonsense. Let's build the, go in there and rebuild the Pentagon. Go in there and tear down the deep state. And let's just go with that. And it will be a fight the whole way through. It'll be a fight the whole way through. No rest. No relaxation. It just depends on how bad you want it. And for some of us, I want it bad. I want to see that happen bad. I want to see this world that I leave when my time is done. When I leave it, I want to feel good about having been here. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Sometimes the truth gets out. This seems to be the case with Joe Biden's freedom to vote bill, which his fellow Democrats are shilling. And the problem is one of them actually said what it is. Democratic Representative Hakeem Jeffries says Democrats' federal elections takeover bill is inspired by Hugo Chavez. Cesar Chavez. That wasn't a slip. Jeffries is the fifth most powerful Democrat in the House and considered the heir apparent to Jurassic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. He is a power. And his self-revision in that video that he's talking about Cesar Chavez is total nonsense. Cesar Chavez was a famous labor organizer who had little to do with voting rights. He had a job at his youth registering voters, but that's a nothing burger compared to his claim to fame with organizing a large union and advocating for rural workers' rights. Hugo Chavez, by contrast, is the late unlamented billionaire Venezuelan dictator who pioneered rigged elections under gaslighting claims repeated on the American left of expanding democracy for all. And he seized absolute power by corrupting Venezuela's election process, starting in 2004, when he knew he was an unpopular political goner and subject to a recall referendum under his own revised constitution. So, Chavez put the power to call a recall out there for public relations purposes and was shocked when the Venezuelan public took him up on it. And after that happened, he was all about the rigging. So he started by claiming the signatures were invalid, lost on those bids in the then still independent courts, and things just went downhill from there, eventually amassing all power, as well as a Fidel Castro-style one-party state, all through the miracle of election rigging. Voters at the time reported malfunctioning machines, machines that flipped votes, vote receipts that showed the wrong candidate getting the vote, testimony of non-secret balloting, and the result is a strange contradiction of all the polls out there. What does that sound like to you? After that, Hugo and his successor, Nicolas Maduro, were free to spend up the nation's oil bounty on bureaucrats and welfare schemes. They destroyed the independence of the courts. They destroyed the legislature with a super legislature. They took away private businesses and private homes. They stole farmland, printed money, encouraged crime to get out of control to make the population passive, employed goons who became death squads. They targeted dissidents for torture, prison, and extrajudicial killings. And they take orders from Castro's henchmen. And the result speaks for itself. And here we have the fifth most powerful Democrat in the House saying that this is his inspiration. Because it worked for Hugo. He did die a billionaire in 2013. Sort of hell on the Venezuelans. The ones that haven't fled, you know, they were chasing down giraffes to try to make a sandwich and drinking water out of sewage puddles. short stories that Venezuela, which the press and left still bill as a democracy, is actually hell on earth. Which brings us back to Jeffries and his supposed gaffe. Why was Hugo Chavez in his head as his example? I mean, who thinks of Hugo Chavez when you're going to talk about, quote, unquote, a democracy? What kind of talk goes on in the back scenery of a Democrat politic setup for that to float out of his mouth? Why did he pronounce the words Hugo Chavez so very, so very correctly, and a lot of other Democrats who can't even get the accent on his very common Spanish name? A guy who can pronounce Hugo's name right is a guy who thinks a lot about Hugo. Who is Hakeem Jeffries? Well, he's a proxy of the New York political machine. Brooklyn, which is pretty much a sewer, but that's their establishment. Loud supporter of Hillary Clinton. He chose her over Barack Obama in 2008. But since closely allied to President Obama, he's not part of the crazy upstart scene of AOC, who defeated longtime Democrat fixture Joe Crowley. Based on what is out there, Crowley seems to have been a mentor of Jeffries. The three congressional districts of Brooklyn are all palsy with one another and have produced the likes of Jerry Nadler, Anthony Weiner, Nydia Velasquez, Chuck Schumer, Crowley, and the like. Closely aligned to them have been Representatives Gregory Meeks of Queens and Jose Serrano of the Bronx. Those two were prominent in the early aughts with Hugo Chavez's Citgo free or low-cost fuel giveaway, brokered by another establishment Democrat, Joe Kennedy Jr., and his Citizens Energy. Jeffries was never explicitly connected to Chavez, praise as they and their ilk were. But New York certainly was a recipient of the free Hugo fuel. And Jeffries may have been too smart and disciplined as a Democrat to openly praise Hugo as they did. And it's also significant that he tends to speak up for the interest of his constituents, which in this case involves many Guyanese American voters. They're quite socialist, and they had a love-hate relationship with Chavez, premised on Chavez's vow to invade and annex half of their country. It's safe to say that on the ground level rather than the government level, Guyanese didn't like Chavez, and Jeffries seems to be in tune with that. But he's the establishment. He's the new leader, the Pelosi successor. He's actually a pretty disciplined, focused, and smart politician, according to most of all of the accounts about him. And yet still, he praised Hugo and declared the thug of the Democrats' new model for America. I'm not trying to flatter this guy, see. I'm just saying that he's not normally a wild man. Is he focused? He seems to be. Here's something from a magazine. The politician knew what he wanted to do with his life, and getting into politics was the end of all, to all means for Hakeem. Discipline? Sure. From Politico, Jeffries is more guarded with a small circle of confidants. The New York Democrat won't entertain questions about his leadership aspirations, telling reporters he's focused on the job in front of him. More discipline? Yeah. From the New York Magazine. They aren't gaffes. Jeffries is incapable of making those. Asking whether it's really elevating the discourse to call the President of the United States the Grand Wizard of the Ku Klux Klan, he shrugs. It is unfortunate that someone with a tendency to act like a racial arsonist now finds himself as President of the United States of America, who should be trying to bring us together instead of tearing us apart. Which makes this gaffe, if it was a gaffe, which he imperfectly tried to change to Cesar Chavez, all the more interesting. How could a guy this sharp, this focused, this disciplined, how could he make this kind of mistake? And in his bid to catch himself, he finished up with blather about admiring leaders. And does that include Hugo and Cesar? The left has been enamored of Hugo for years. They always stepped up to the plate to serve as his apologists. A little bit harder now with a quarter of Venezuelans on the road and people back home drinking out of sewers and turning zebras into sandwiches. But the love remains on the left. They not only love the guy, they eat up his propaganda about being in a democracy, which couldn't be further from the truth. And we're still, they view his dictatorship in democracy's clothing as a model. Venezuela can't even get election observers anymore in their elections. But the left loves on. The Organization of American States condemned the last one as fraudulent. The Carter Center in 2005 wrote this about 2004's recall referendum. In the end, many of the threatened restrictions on the OAS and Carter Center observer missions did not materialize, and the CNE granted both organizations authorization for all the observers requested. Complete freedom of movement on Election Day and access to all technical locations in the process. And yet, this guy who's supposed to, you know, being a politician is tough. It is tough. And this guy is supposed to be so disciplined that he is not, this never happens to him, and yet it did. And it did in a way to where I think he said the quiet part out loud. And our number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.